Possible side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
If it's local,
if it rocks, it's on K-Bear 101.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
K-Bear 101.
Tremodulating and articulating all the feelings that I have for you. Help me out, for I need to shout it. Better hurry, run and get your mommy. There's no denying that you've been sublime in a slathering ball of flesh. Light of death is gonna shine again. Just a minute and I'll fill you in. Don't conceal your tragic loss. Give the doctor rock a call. The apple of my eye. With the maid, I feel you'll die. Save your soul from a bottomless pit. Then see what you make of it. You're like suffocating on a small crustacean as you're having your way to the truth. Examined by an Indian eye. Another lie that you're going to die. Tremodulating and articulating the feelings that I have for you. Help me out, for I need to shout it. Better hurry, run and get to my face.
Salt Lake Soundcheck on K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station. This is your 1 hour of local music right here, right now, 10 o'clock every Sunday night on K-Bear 101. Sponsored by Outlaw Distillery, 552 West, 8360 South, outlawdistillery.com. Check them out. I will be your big, bald, bearded, beautiful host, Corky.
Beautiful.
For tonight's show. And with me tonight, Hype Man 5000, Facebook Live guy, Adam Boss.
What I do. Feels weird when we do it twice.
No, we did. We always do a Facebook Live little thing, a little intro before the hand, and we did it on that also. So, yeah.
You get like double the loving, but you got to tune into Facebook.
Yeah. No, but you don't have to tune in anymore because we're done.
Yeah.
You got to tune into the K-Bear 101. If you're not listening on K-Bear right now, you're not going to hear us at all.
You kind of have to listen in.
You kind of have to
basically
tune in.
That's how this works.
From Facebook Live to the radio. That's what you got to do.
It is hell of a concept. You listen to the radio show on the radio. Yeah.
We've got a special guest in here tonight. Kid from Life Fast Away made a special delivery.
Yes, I did.
Made
Hello.
A special delivery. And we also have Bill and Robin from Magna Vega tonight on the show.
Mike's on his way.
Mike is on his way,
That's
dude.
What we hear, yeah.
Mike is on the way. Now, he's the one, last time you guys were in.
He was also late that time, too.
Yes, he likes to make his appearance. He's a rock star, man.
Yeah, he likes to be fashionably late, apparently.
I think it's associated with the name Mike.
Yes.
Well, also, I thought he wasn't even going to be here, so it's a happy surprise.
Hey, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're happy to have Mike here. But he needs to watch. He always helped me say your band name.
Yeah.
I was about to help you say
Magna
it again.
Vega. Magna
there
Vega.
There you go.
Right, Magna Vega. It's just so hard because there's Magna out there, and there's also a D in your name.
We've yet to play there. We hope to get there.
You need to play there one of these days. This is your what do you call it? Your goal.
Yeah, we got something to shoot for. That is to play in Magna.
Okay.
And someone wanted an explanation for the name, right?
Yeah. So
I'd like to know how that came about.
Kid was asking about the name of the band.
Robin, take it away.
Know some people in.
Okay.
Magna,
well,
so
Bill and I were in another band, and we played a festival down south, and decided we were going to start another band, so I was driving back, and I just kept saying weird words out loud until they sounded cool. And then I was like, well, those two words sound really cool together. And then I made up a definition for it, which essentially translates to space trash.
Yeah, space junk, space trash.
Magna space Vega junk. Is space trash.
Also, Magna was one of the best characters in There's Something About Mary.
Oh.
Very trashy. Lady,
I don't remember that.
Very white, trashy lady. Magda was her roommate.
Okay.
And she
it's
did
kind
all
of a
the
deep
speed.
Cut, Corky.
And
the
then
what?
A cat ate the speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she vacuumed it up.
See, it all makes sense now, right?
Funny.
It all makes sense.
And Vega is a star system. So,
yeah.
There you get the space.
Space trash. I like it.
Yeah, it's scientific and trashy simultaneously.
We love it.
Just like us.
We love
and
it.
Also completely made up.
Yes.
Well, we're happy
so
to have
it's
you.
Science, right?
We're happy to have you here. And we also got a special delivery from Kid from Life Has the Way. He has a compilation CD out. And I want you to talk about it, Kid, for a little bit, real quick. It's called the Best of the Worst of the Best, 6 bands, 12 songs, and we might play a song off of this CD tonight towards the end of the show, if we have time.
You might?
Well, I
you brought
to
it
bring
here special
one.
For you.
We gotta listen. We gotta listen to the whole show to find out if we play it or not. We're teasing this, Bill. You know? Nice. Do you know teasing?
Yeah, yeah. Of course I do, Corky. I remember.
No,
so
we
talk about
that tear once,
this new compilation CD we have out.
We do a lot of shows with a band from Colorado Springs called The Slights.
Uh-huh.
And their singer Luke and I were talking about a year ago, and we decided to do this. And at first it was just going to be a compilation album like Life Has a Way songs and Slight songs. But then we decided to take it a step further and get a few more Utah bands involved and a few more Colorado bands involved. So
okay.
We got Hi-Fi Murder from Ogden.
Right.
LSDO.
Right.
Us. And then 3 from Colorado.
Yeah, System of Restore, the Slights, and the Palatines, the
yes.
Palatines?
Yes.
Palatines, okay. So cool. Yeah. So how can we get this in our hands, the CD?
You have it in your hand.
I know, but how can other
people
get it?
He only made one.
Yeah, how many are there out there?
There's actually only 1,200 made.
And 600 here, 600
in Colorado.
600
in Utah, 600 in Colorado.
It's a great way to get the bands out there.
But they can get a hold of us, Facebook.
Okay.
That's the easiest thing
at the shows, at your shows coming up?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
December 14th, we do have a show.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, Adam Boss is going to come. We're going to make him.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there.
Speedo.
Speaking of shows.
This is this is Master
an
Promotion 101 right
Speedo.
Here.
He is the master of promotions right here. Kid.
Love the Hi-Fi Murder. Are they going to be there?
They are.
Cool.
They're playing that show as
Love
well.
Love Hi-Fi Murder.
They're an amazing band.
December 14th, so remember that. Also, speaking of shows, this Friday at Ice House.
November 30th, Ice House. Dre's Method, Ogden Punk Rock Legends, and Magna Vega.
And us.
And Star Trash, or Space Trash.
Yeah.
Star Trash.
We're going to be there at the Ice House for all your punk and garage rock needs.
There you go. And that's on Friday.
Friday the
30th.
And I'm pretty sure that the front man, Dan Finotti from Dre's, and I are the two sexiest front people
Ooh.
In the whole, all the
valleys.
Between Ogden to
being modest.
Yes.
So Robin sings in the band or yells or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever comes out.
Screams. Whatever comes out.
Whatever noises come out of her face hole, that's what we go with.
And Bill plays the flying V guitar sometimes. Yes.
All the time.
Okay,
like a
all
mofo.
The time. Because I always see you with the flying V. I just didn't know if you played any other ones. So I was just making
sure.
No,
it's all about appearances.
Okay.
People think you play 50% better if you play a flying V.
A flying V. You look better, at least.
It's all about perception.
Yeah, you look really good.
100% of people think necessarily you play 50% better.
I don't really play any better. It just looks like I do.
Awesome. Yes. So we do have Soundcheck shout-outs coming out. We have Corky's Mom's To-Do List. And if you have any questions for Magda Vega... Or Star Trash. Or Space Trash.
Whatever.
I like Star Trash.
Star Trash, too.
That's got to be the next year, name of your next record.
I like it. Yeah. It might be.
If you have any questions for these guys, 801-570-KBER. That's 5237. Right, Adam Boss?
That's right. That is correct.
Text in a question. We'll ask it on the air. 801-570-KBER.
If you text it, we answer it. 5237.
Yeah. And if we ask it, they have to answer it. They have to answer.
Is this truth or dare?
Yeah. It's kind of like truth or dare. So let's play truth or dare with Magda Vega.
Okay, fine.
Adam does not always text back, just so you know.
Oh, so kids texted in and you haven't texted back.
Correct. He didn't text. Maybe he did text with a question.
He did.
Well, let's play some Dre's Method, the band that you're playing with on Friday at Ice House.
Yeah.
This one's called Huddled Masses.
Yeah.
And it's right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. Dre's Method with Huddled Masses right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. You can see those guys live at the Ice House this Friday night with Magda Vega.
Hey.
Right, Mike?
Right.
Mike is finally here. Not finally. Well, you are late, Matt. You are late,
sorry,
Mike.
I know. I'm a bad person with bad morals.
You are a rock star, though. You are in a rock band.
I am in a rock band. That's true.
Every time you come to the show, you have to be late. That's the thing.
It's a thing.
You're also here to help me say Magda Vega, because it's kind of hard to say sometimes.
Just don't say Magna.
No, right. Magda Vega.
Nice lady's name, Magda.
So while you're all here, pretty much, we're missing one member, Angela.
Angela,
bass player.
Angela couldn't make it tonight, but...
got a bad back.
She's probably listening.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope she's listening.
Back really hurts.
I hope she's listening. That's cool. So let's go around the room. Let's introduce yourselves, what you do in the band, and tell me, since Thanksgiving was just happened, let's do your favorite Thanksgiving dish.
My favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Yeah.
Are you starting with me?
You can start with you if you like.
I'm Mike. I'm late in the band. I'm actually usually on time. I play drums and other stuff. Help write a few things. My favorite Thanksgiving dish is usually wine.
Okay. Wow, there you go. That doesn't take any preparation at all.
Well, you gotta have a good corkscrew.
Yeah, you gotta be able to open it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next. Robin.
Hello, my name is Robin. I sing and write. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite.
And what is your favorite dish?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there you go. You
100%
took mine.
Mashed potatoes.
You took mine. You took mine.
Throw a little white cheddar in there.
Oh.
A little extra garlic. Whip it with some beaters.
You mean, beat it with some beaters? There you go.
Beat it with some whippers.
There you go. Beat it with some whippers.
Yeah.
All right. we're whipping it with beaters. Yeah.
Bill Frost, lead guitar, driving the Winnebago. My favorite, my Thanksgiving dish this year was a Cubano, which is a nice pork sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Did you make that yourself?
I had that at the Green Pig.
Green Pig?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Went to the Green Pig for Thanksgiving.
So you had Thanksgiving at Green Pig?
Yes.
They had a nice layout. Everything's good?
Everything's cool, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
It's all right, yeah.
That's good. It's better than Subway or McDonald's.
I have no family. I don't care.
How long have you guys been a band with this?
Almost 5 years.
Actually, literally 5 years.
Like 100% to the day,
like
5 years?
Today?
Well, if you count it to the first show, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first show was in between Christmas and...
Christmas and New Year's 5 years ago. But
yeah.
we were practicing before that and writing songs and such.
Nice. And your album is called Destroyer.
Second album, yeah.
The second album. What was the first one called?
Volume 4.
Yeah.
What was
Volume 4.
Volume 4. The first album was called Volume 4.
There were a couple of star
You guys are confusing me now. Yeah.
We just went right to it.
So you're going to, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you went to Destroyer.
The next one will be Volume 3.
Where was your first show at? Do you remember?
Our first show was at the Salt Lake Recording Service in Granary Row.
Row, yeah. Right.
Unfortunately, it's not there anymore, Brad McCarley. The proprietor moved on, but...
It was a recording studio slash...
It was pretty awesome.
...place to play.
Yeah, we used to practice there. A couple other bands practiced there, and... That was our first show.
Nice, nice. And you have a... I want to play the title track of the album, Destroyer, called Destroyer.
It will melt your face off.
We had performed this maybe like... No, we had never performed this when we recorded it. We had practiced it like maybe five times. Right, so this was like a sketch that got put onto the album.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's significantly different now that we've performed it like 800 times.
Yeah, I think
pretty
it's
sure
actually
that
getting...
happened on our first album also with the last song that we threw on there, which was...
Scorpion King.
Scorpion
King. Okay. An instrumental that you had nothing to do with.
That you did not scream or sing on.
She just stood by.
She just stood by and watched you guys play it.
Mysteriously silent.
Took a nap.
Well, all right. So, you guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Do you want to hear it? Do other people hear it? I kind of want to hear it.
Okay.
Let's play it.
Yeah, let's
it's a title
it.
Track. We
it's
should
up
hear
it. Interpretation.
Okay.
You can get this on Bandcamp and Spotify and Pandora and Tidal and iTunes and everywhere, really.
Bill says we might be fading out towards the end because it kind of gets... it's
well, there's kind of a coda.
Yeah.
Well, that's a musical term, Corky.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a coda.
Where you played over and over
which
and
is
over
an unnecessary
again.
Part of a song right. Just tacked on at the end.
Yeah. I used to be a magician. Musician.
A magician?
Magician. Also.
All right.
A magician, musician.
I also
wanking.
Am a magician.
Pretty much Bill wanking off on the guitar for an extra 3 minutes.
There you go, because Bill likes to play the flying V.
Extra 3 minutes.
All right. It's Magda Vega with... Destroyer, off of Destroyer, right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. It's Magna Vega. Magna Vega with Destroyer right here in the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. We totally
we have fun.
Faded out on that song. Bill told me when to fade out, and we did. We faded out on that
I
one.
I gave you an instant radio edit.
You should have a fade out song called Fade Out.
We should just change your name to Magna Vega.
A song that just starts and just instantly starts fading?
Just keep fade. Yeah, it starts off, and then it just fades.
It would
yeah.
help Corky out if you did that.
Can you just do that?
And then you can do traffic reports over the top of it.
And then can you change your name to Magna Vega?
Yeah,
then,
just that, to
that
accommodate
would be helpful
you.
For me, that would be great.
To accommodate you, yes, we will.
Magna
Vega is really hard to say for me sometimes.
It's everyone has a hard time.
It's like Arnold Palmer.
What?
So, what?
It's really hard.
Arnold Palmer.
Well, after you've had a few of those drinks, yeah.
Arnold Palmer.
I think you're referring to a John Daly, my friend.
John Daly. All right. You guys.
I will not argue with a bartender.
You guys have a show. Right. Right. You guys have a show on Friday at the Ice House.
Blew my cover,
Bill.
You just totally blew it.
With Dre's Method.
I didn't say it was you.
Yes.
And have another show in January at the Funk and Dive.
And Dive. In Ogden.